By applause, how many of you hate going to the doctor's office? The HMO, the whole gimmick. First of all, you walk in there, right? You sit there, ancient magazines. Nobody wants to be friendly. No eye contact. If I make eye contact, I might catch herpes or something. You sit there, across, what do you see? You see a little translucent sliding window behind which sits the bitch. Am I making sense? Yeah? And you have to ring the stupid bell to get the bitch. You're sitting there for about, I don't know, 2 hours, and somebody walks up and says, follow me. And you act like you have just won the lotto or something. It's my turn, yeah, and look at the other guys like, they're losers, losers. You walk down this narrow hallway, then you look at this little room, and you look at the sign, and it says, exam room. And you say to yourself, yes, I've finally arrived. The doctor is going to examine me. Bullshit. That turns out to be waiting area number 2. Now there is a little room. It has what? A massage table, white sheet, gloves, lotions, gadgets. It's kind of like a sex dungeon. But you can't do anything. You're waiting for the doctor. And then you hear footsteps. Some enticing conversation. And like a little puppy waiting for the master, you move your neck closer to the door. And you say to yourself, yes, now it's my turn. I hear those voices, they're becoming louder, they're coming to my door. And then just to mess with your head, they do something to the damn clipboard and they're gone. Last time I was there, this is what really got to me. The receptionist, the nurse, and the doctor, they all said the same thing to me. Someone will be with you shortly. Do you buy that? Someone will be... Nobody buys that shit. Someone will be with you shortly. You know why? It starts off being honest but nebulous. Someone. Yeah, it could be anybody in the world, right? Someone will be with you, and then there is sudden dishonesty shortly. See? That hypocrisy I hate. So I about had it, right? I can handle this. Someone will be with you sometime in the future. That's okay, I buy that. At least it's honest, right? I've about had it, I'm about to leave the joint, all of a sudden, the bee from behind, Miss Bee from behind the little frosty window looks at me and says, Mr. Ranade, your payment? Damn it. Take out the checkbook and I write on it, someone will pay you shortly. My name is Sai Ranade, thank you.